making it clear, right here on The Sound of Leicester, this is BBC Radio Leicester.
18 minutes to 8. Ben Jackson with you here on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Leicester. Now, next this morning, Leicester's well known as a green city. We have been for years, and efforts have always been made to plant more trees. But the City Council is now being forced to chop some of them down at New Wark because they've become too old. The project will cost up to £20,000 and will get rid of trees which are diseased or dying and replace them with new ones. Palastar Dar has been with BBC Radio Leicester this week on his work experience, so we sent him out to find out what the public think.
What reason would they want to? Beautiful, aren't they? It's the only reason we sit here. Trees, atmosphere.
No, I don't know. I think we should leave them up. That's where we get our oxygen from, innit?
As you go along New Wark, you're surrounded by trees, some of which are very old. So old, in fact, that Leicester City Council is having to cut 10 of them down. There are signs in the area notifying the public that some trees will soon be gone. But what do they think about it?
Terrible idea. That's a consideration. Maybe there's some way to rectify that. Then we have to balance that against people getting injured.
It's not unless it's going to be dangerous to the buildings and then that causes a danger. Surely you should be able to chop a couple of branches or things like that, you know, make them safe. It's going to take a long time for the new ones that they plant to, like, replace the ones that they're taking down.
A tree's got a life, a finite life, so they're bound to start falling down, aren't they? If they're replacing, yes. Because if they're dangerous and it's a pedestrian area, therefore, it's going to, you know, you've got no shelter to dodge them.
I was standing under a very old beech tree which will be axed down in this project. With me was Adrian Russell, Director of Environment Services at the City Council, pointing out signs which clearly show the tree is dying.
We've got this really old beech tree, on the corner by the church there.
Yep.
And you'll see that the leaves have come out much earlier than the beech tree straight opposite it. And this is extraordinarily early. And apparently this is a sign of something a tree does as it's reaching the end of its life.
Mr. Russell says that he is not surprised with the worry people have expressed with this project and would himself be disappointed. But the tough decision has to be made to keep the avenue regenerated.
Well, of course, yeah, I'd be disappointed myself. And I think I'd be worried because, you know, you think, well, how many of the trees are the council cutting down? Do they really have to? And what I would say is that we employ sort of tree experts who have done a thorough survey. They want to look after this avenue of trees. So they have looked at each tree and decided what's the best avenue. Does it need? We won't touch it if it's fine. Perhaps it needs a little pruning. But regrettably, there will be ones that have to be taken out. But also, you have to accept that some of these trees are reaching the end of their life.
Even though Leicester's people may be worried, Mr. Russell assures them that the council is doing their best to make the city as green as possible. And their actions speak louder than words.
In the last two or three years, we've planted an extra 14,000 trees in the city. So we're very much in the business of looking after trees and planting more trees rather than cutting down trees.
Well, that's Adrian Russell, who's Director of Environmental Services for Leicester City Council, ending that report. It is 7:45. It's Ben Jackson with you here on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Leicester.